I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump's lawyer has pled guilty to two campaign finance violations and other charges implicating Trump in the process. The charges include hush payments to porn actress Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. Both claim to have had an affair with Trump, which he denies. Contradicting earlier statements, Cohen told the judge that he made the payments for the purpose of influencing the election at the direction of a candidate. A jury in Virginia has found Trump's one-time campaign chairman Paul Manafort guilty on 8 counts, including bank fraud, tax fraud, and a failure to declare foreign bank accounts. The federal judge declared a mistrial on 10 additional counts after the jury failed to reach a verdict. President Trump expressed regret at the ruling, calling Manafort a good man. An advocacy group for victims of clergy sexual abuse are calling on federal and state entities to investigate sex abuse within the church. Members of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests and Voice of the Faithful held a news conference outside the headquarters of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in Washington. They said they've contacted the Department of Justice about investigating sex abuse and called on attorneys general in every state to open probes similar to the one carried out by a grand jury in Pennsylvania. The Jesuit-run University of Scranton has announced it was rescinding honorary degrees given to three former bishops of the Diocese of Scranton following the release of the Pennsylvania Grand Jury report. The university's president also said the bishops' names would be removed from buildings because they covered up crimes and placed children in harm's way. The Scranton Diocese has said it's conducting a formal assessment into the handling of allegations. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.